Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast, but you already know that, see, because you listened to the intro. But anyway, I'm going to tell you once again, founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com told my boss to shove it May 6, 2005, so I could spend the rest of my life talking to you. Isn't that awesome? I'm having an amazing day, just an amazing day. I want to talk about my old boss today. I want to talk about something. I got to get some things off my chest today, people. Can you give me a little room? First of all, listen, you know as well as I do. Get yourself over to iTunes. Leave that 5-star review. I'm not going to say it again. Well, I am going to say it. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it one more time before this show ends, and then I'm going to say it on every other show for the rest of my life, because that's kind of the way I roll, all right? Head on over to iTunes. If you're brand new listening to this podcast, where you been? Hiding underneath a freaking rock for the last 8 months? 8 years? Since the Everyday Saturday podcast has been rocking the house? I'm an ex-stutter, too, so I'll chop some words up. I hope that's okay. When you live life on your terms, life unscripted, there's nobody there to tell you what to do, where to be, how to act. You kind of just kind of go with what you go with, man. That's my mojo. That's the voodoo that you do. So let's talk about that. Head to iTunes, subscribe to the show, or I've got this fancy little HTML-coded thing on the interwebs, and it's located at www.everydayisaturday.com, okay? And make sure you head on over there. By the way, if you're a marketer, don't ever send somebody an email. It's www.com, okay? And by the way, if you're a marketer, keep the .com name, all right? I don't care if you got to add another letter onto it, another word, .net. Look, I know that there's other websites that are .net, .org, .mobi, .this, .that that do well. I get it. Leadpages.net exploded onto the scene over the past years, but .com's the prime real estate. Just letting you know, life according to Sam Crowley is not the only way, not the right way. I'm just telling you, that's my way. Don't make me sing Sinatra now on the Everyday Saturday podcast, but get yourself a good domain name that ends with .com. Would you please? Okay, so hey, first of all, why when the smoke alarm goes off and the battery dies, why is it always at 2 in the morning? Question. If you can answer that question, hit me up on Twitter. I got to know, because it happened again last night. Not only that, we got hit in the Crowley house with the double whammy. Electric went out at 12:35 because that's when the clock stopped. I was in bed well ahead of that. Those of you that know me know I'm not a night owl, but I'm an early bird. Love getting up early. Go to bed early. So no electric last night in the Crowley house. And beep, 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 like every 20 seconds. You hear that sound, right? And it ain't. And I'm doing it light because I know you probably got earbuds in listening to this. Or even if you're not, it's the most annoying freaking sound. You'll have. Right now, I have the smoke alarm buried underneath the couch cushions in our basement. Because it was in my daughter Laura's room. That's another thing. I have no idea. I can't even focus. I'm woken out of a dead sleep. And there's no electric. And to add to all the anxiety, when our border collies, we crate them at night in the house down by the laundry room, if they even hear like a toe hit carpet at night, and they want to be let out. They think they're missing the party. So it's just so much, too much stress to be having at 2 a.m. when I realized that it was a smoke alarm. So I go down to the basement, grab a chair, go up to my daughter Laura's room. Paigey gets up. Daddy, what are you doing? Everything okay? Madeline gets up. Dad, what are you doing? Why are you waking me up? I'm like, trust me, kids. Okay, let's get one thing straight. If your dad's up at 2 a.m., it ain't voluntarily, all right? So can we all just go back to bed? I got to fix the freaking smoke alarm. The battery was dead. It always does it at 2 a.m. Didn't have a 9-volt battery in the house. Do you have 9-volt batteries in your house? Hey, go. What are you picking up the store today, honey? Well, let's see. We got to get the milk, bread. Pick up some lettuce, having a salad. Oh, we're cooking out. Need hot dogs. And don't forget the 9 volts. Okay, nobody gets 9 volts. I don't have any 9-volt batteries. The funny thing is, when I do video shoots, my microphone, my lav mic, operates on a 9-volt. So that would be the only reason I have extras in the house, and I just didn't have any. So the smoke alarm's been beeping underneath the couch cushion since 2 o'clock this morning. Woke yours truly out of a dead sleep. Took me till about 3:30 to get up because the electric wasn't on. It was 1,000 degrees in the house. The AC was off. Eventually came back on at 3 a.m. But here's the beauty of where we live today in this technology. I'm on my iPhone, and there's no Wi-Fi in the house, but thank God, you know, your phone can operate on the whatever, the signal on the phone, analog, whatever it's called. And I get on Duke Energy's website, and I report an outage. Can't even see. I got like one eye open. And they're like, oh, an energy is outage was reported at 12:35 on your street. I'm like, wow, somebody's on top of this. But anyway, in this day and age, man, technology, you can do anything. You can just get on. And you know what I did? How I found out, how I found Duke Energy's website for power outages? I went on Twitter and I typed in Duke Energy. And they've got a Twitter handle for Duke Energy power outage only. So I click on it. Boom. There's the link. Hey, if you have power outage, click on this link. Clicked on it. Took me right to a mobile-friendly site where I just entered in my phone number and they pulled up my account. My street number came right. It's amazing. See, I know there's some things wrong with the internet. I get it. So the internet is like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good and it can be used for not so good. But boy, I'll tell you, if you're a marketer out there, you got to make it easy for people to do business with you. You don't necessarily got to make it easy for people to contact you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to give them your private Gmail account or something like that. But unless you want to do that, I used to do that back in the day when I was building the brand. I mean, hell, I wanted anybody to just call me, you know, somebody. Let me know that you're getting my message. Let me know that you even know who I am. But you don't got to give people your personal information. We got to make it easy to do business. So many people put roadblocks up in their business. You know what I mean? They make it incredibly difficult to do business with them. Either they write these long, long emails that just go on and on. Why don't you just ask for the order? Why don't you write a couple paragraphs and say, hey, by the way, buy my product? Or other people, they don't even understand how to speak to a target market, and it's so easy when you've got the right market. Remember, I say this all the time. You can never say the wrong thing to the right person. Conversely, you can never say the right thing to the wrong person. I mean, you just, it's like spitting into the wind, you know? It just, is it really like spitting into the wind? I don't know. I was going to use another metaphor, but that was a little more R-rated, and I couldn't use it. So I got to watch what I say. It's a family show, but the point being, make it easy for people to connect with you, to understand, you know, what's your vibe? What are you doing out there? You know, what are you teaching me? What are you selling me? Like, I'm happy to give you money. I'm happy. I mean, Sam Crowley speaking from my experience, I'm very happy to pay people if they can make problems in my life go away. You know what I mean? Like, for example, speaking of air conditioning, in our heating system last May, it was the last cold day of the year, but we had to have heat. My kids are freezing. It was like 30 degrees out. It was the second week of May. Got down to like low 30s at night. Got no heat. Called out the heating contractor. There's a bird in my furnace. A freaking bird in my furnace. How's a bird get in your furnace? Bird gets in your furnace. I asked that question. Maybe you already know. Maybe you have birds in your furnace. Never seen it. Flies through the opening outside. We've, you know, where your furnace exhaust is piped to, and ends up in the furnace. I'm like, dude, what a dumbass. I mean, what bird would voluntarily fly into a furnace? There's so many other places to go than somebody's furnace where you're going to get ground up like chopped meat, man. Just stay out of my damn furnace and everything will be all fine. Now I got to pay a heating contractor $105. He was there for 10 minutes and the bird's dead. So he definitely got the worst end of the deal, even though my $105 for 10 minutes was pretty bad. And the heating contractor was the happiest dude because he just puts the bird in a bucket and takes him out. Say, hey, thanks a lot. Here's your invoice. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks a lot. Certainly doesn't compare to the plumber I brought out with the leak in my water softener. And you're all thinking right now, hey, isn't this a show about motivation? It is! Give me a little leeway today. Give me a little leeway. I told you I got to get some stuff off my chest, didn't I? Doesn't compare to the plumber who I brought out a few months ago because my salt water softener was leaking badly. I mean, where the hose goes into the drain of, you know. Got a lot of issues, man. Got a lot. See, you think every day Saturday it is, but, you know, a lot going on behind the scenes. Well, the plumber shows up, and I'm like, well, you can take a look at it. I guess I actually bought a new salt tank. I bought a new one at Home Depot to have here so he could install it for me. It was like $550 or something like that. And water softener is what they call it. And so he reaches behind, and there's just a little clamp. And there's a screw on the clamp, and he moves it, I don't know, maybe four turns clockwise. He said, okay, you're good to go. That was your leak. It just the hose wasn't tight enough on the back. I was like, you kidding me? I didn't know whether to hug him or hit him. I didn't know what to do. I was excited that the leak, I didn't have to pay the $550 for the water softener, but I wanted to punch him. And he's a great guy. Ray's a great guy. I've been in my house a number of times fixing leaks and toilets and things like that. $140. $140. He was here for 7 minutes. Not even long enough to get those little footy things they put over their shoes dirty. I mean, he literally came in, turned a knob four times, sent me a bill about a week later for $140, and I LOL'd, baby. Laughed out loud that I got to pay $140 because I'm the dumb one. You know what I mean? So with all that being said, I have no idea. Maybe, boy, I wish I was talking in front of a live audience right now so I could say, hey, so where was I? Because I've totally lost any kind of control of this podcast here. But I know what I want to talk about today. And that's, I posted this on my Facebook wall earlier. And it's funny because every month I get a royalty payment from Amazon for my book. And no more work days. The journey to making every day a Saturday. Pick up your free chapter at nomoreworkdays.com. And each month I get a check, and I get a check now from Audible for the audio version of the book. By the way, you can pick up the audio version of the book at nomoreworkdays.com. You'll see the audio version up there. $9, cheaper than Audible to actually get it, you know, and it's downloaded right inside our members area. So go to nomoreworkdays.com, pick up the book. It's the best book on entrepreneurship you'll ever. If you like the podcast, you'll love the book because it really goes into a lot more detail of all the stupid things I've done. Makes this plumber story and the heating story with the bird in the furnace sound like I'm Einstein, okay? So I get the royalty payments, and I, truth be told, I would have wrote the book for free. Gladly take the payments, but I would have written the book for free because I'd love to inspire. I love to motivate. I love to empower people, and I love to get the message out. You know, I don't know if I'm going to live another, as I say it all the time, I don't know if I'm going to live 40 days or 40 years. I have no clue, so I just got to get the message out. You got to get your message out. You don't know when your last day is going to be. You have no idea. Have you been given 3 months to live? Unless you have, then you definitely got a sense of urgency to your life. Unless you have no idea. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. And what are you going to do? I went to a job. Oh, that's fun. Well, I went to travel a little bit, you know, on a flight Monday morning, back home Friday night. Missed the family, missed the kids' ballet, Johnny's soccer game. But, you know, it's all good. I'm making money, putting food on the table. You know what? If you're going to go broke, you might as well do what you love. Do it doing what you love. You know what I mean? So I would have written a book regardless for free. But I like those payments. And I always think when I get that royalty check in the mail every month, and look, I don't want to confuse anybody. I mean, I'm not getting, you know, Seth Godin type or Malcolm Gladwell type paychecks in the mail from Amazon, okay? But you know what's funny? Doesn't need to be. I don't care where the comma is, where the decimal point is every month. The fact that I get paid for information that I put out in the marketplace and my old boss. Oh, I think of my old boss so much. I love him. My old boss used to tell me all the time, check this out. Hey, Sam, you got to focus on the now, what the career and everything we got going on here. No one wants to hear that motivational crap. All righty then. So I posted on my wall today on Facebook, hey, boss man, yeah, the guy that used to tell me nobody wants to hear that motivational crap, let me know where I can send autographed copies of my books now, plural, because the new book, How to Sell from Stage Without Toasting Rubber Chickens, for those of you who want to make a career on the stage, selling from the platform, quick read, 50 pages on Amazon, $1.99. I mean, come on now, give up the Starbucks for a day and buy the book. Actually, I have money left over to buy a Starbucks if you think about it. But anyway, where do I send you a copy of that book, fool? Love it, man. See, there's people in your life, man. They're only there to try to bring you down. You going to let them? You going to let them speak that negative crap into your mind? You going to let them bring you down? You going to let them steal your dream because they didn't have the backbone to go for theirs? You going to let their miserable existence stand in the way of you going for freedom? Heck no. You know, isn't that hard to do? How do you cut people out of your life? Just tell them, or not tell them. They'll get the message. Look, I tell the story 1,000 times, if you haven't heard it, where I pulled over to the side of the road and just deleted 50 people, more than 50 people. More than 50. I don't know the exact number, but I know it was more than 50, out of my cell phone. And I just went through the phone, you know, and I was like, are they helping or hurting? Helping or hurting? Helping or hurting me, you know? And if they were hurting me and they didn't believe in me and they didn't believe in what I was doing with my life and where I wanted to go and that the old Sam Crowley officially now is dead and the new Sam Crowley has sprung to life, if they didn't believe any of that and they thought I was just some, you know, psychotic dude that, you know, going through a huge midlife crisis, I deleted them out of my phone. Because look, if I want to find negativity, I can find it very easily. So can you. Just turn on the news every night, 6:30 here in the U.S. You'll get more. The first 5 minutes will cause you to go grab for the Jack Daniels, okay? I mean, seriously, there's so much negativity out there. Go talk to anybody. Most people are just, they're good people. They're just negative, man. They've got this seed inside them that has now grown so large that, you know, they're so negative. How negative are they? That you could put them into a dark room and they would develop. How's that for being negative? So stay away. And if it comes to it, man, you got to let them know. Maybe you can be a little bit of a jerk about it like I was to a few people. Hey, just making a few changes in my life, Joe. You just happen to be one of them. Okay, so take care, and I'll see you around. Because I know where I'm going. I'm not so sure you're actually going anywhere, and that's actually going to help me if I cut this out. It's going to hurt me, and I'll probably end up hurting you if we end up staying together like this. It isn't going to work, man. But you know what? Truth be told, in all seriousness, you don't got to say anything. People know. And you know what else? You're not the first person to cut them out of a relationship either. They're just holding and clinging on to you, hoping that you haven't seen them and seen through them for the phony that they really are. You know, oh yeah, I'm here for you. Sure, let's grab a beer. Let's do this. Let's go that. Let's go to a game. Let's go to the store. Let's go to a scrapbook. Let's do anything. It's just the fact that they're hoping that you're not onto their game. Look, if you're really serious about making every day Saturday, I mean really serious about making every day Saturday, you got to find a whole new group of people that you're going to hang with. And it's not going to happen tomorrow. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news either, but look, it ain't that difficult either. I mean, a group of people locally and then also virtually is going to be faster. LinkedIn's got a ton of groups that you can join. Facebook has some great groups with some really cool people that think like you do, act like you do, believe what you believe, and they want what you want. So they're not there to steal your dream. They're there to empower you. And also, if you can give back some empowerment and encouragement to them, that'd be pretty cool too. That's all anybody wants. Hey, if I help you, will you help me? It's the ultimate joint venture. You know, if I help you, you're going to help me? Absolutely. You know, you encourage me, I'll encourage you. You steal my dream, I'm out the door. You know, faster than a New York minute, baby, because we don't have time. Just got no time. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm talking about? So, with that being said, we talked about the bird in the furnace. We talked about the water softener. We talked about my smoke alarm today going off at 2 a.m. And, I really appreciate you giving me some leeway today on the show. Hey, oh, by the way, let me just do this, too. I had a great review. Another one. Hey, by the way, if you leave a review on iTunes, I'm going to read it for everybody. Fired Up Auctions. Jim says, Sam Crowley's podcast is my daily go-to motivation, inspiration every day Saturday. Keeps me in the game, taking action steps towards my Saturday. Focus, positive, and ready to crush it like a champion. Let's face it, even Fired Up Jim Hammonds, this is his name and I love it, needs someone to keep him in check. Sometimes he rambles, sometimes he stutters, but he always brings it. Rambles? Really? What if the goods Many of his podcasts I've listened to multiple times and always share with my team, friends, and followers. Sam's a real deal, and his teachings consistently hit the mark. Your heart and your soul enjoy time and time again. Thanks, Sam. You got it, man. Jim, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that nice review. Leave one like that or whatever. I mean, not like that. Just leave your honest review on iTunes of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Go to Stitcher.com. Leave a review as well. You can also subscribe at Stitcher Radio for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Anyway, make sure we're connected because I want to be there for you on your journey to Saturday. We cool? Cool. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.